Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to discuss a really awesome and amazing thing that's happened. I mean, Miriam Ibrahim, you have heard us speak extensively that she has been released from Sudan, but she has not, up to this point, not been, her feet have not set ground in the United States. Well, we are happy and excited to say that Miriam has landed. She is the United States. We're excited about that. For those that don't know, Miriam Ibrahim is a Sudanese Christian who was being persecuted just for being a Christian. Mm-hmm. She was sentenced in Sudan, which, according to Open Doors Ministry, is very high. I think they're number two country for persecution, extremely high. It's a country in Africa. And because her Muslim birth name, she had a Muslim birth name, which she had changed, I believe. Mm-hmm. She's a Christian. And they jailed her. They said that she was going to receive 100 lashes after she gave birth. And she indeed gave birth in prison while she was chained up. In fact, there are reports that the child may suffer medically as a result of that. So you want to pray for the baby. But through a miracle of God, she was able to get out of Sudan. And she first went to Italy and actually met with the Pope. And that was really nice, and she had a chance to get out of there. And then she landed first in the United States in Philadelphia, and Mayor Michael Nutter actually received her, and they had a private meeting, and he invited her to come on back. Reportedly, the Pope is supposed to visit Philadelphia within the year, and he invited her to come on back and be a part of that if she wanted to do so. Then she finally landed in her destination, which was Boston. I believe her family's from New Hampshire, and there's a large population of Sudanese in the Boston area.
Wow.
And the Evangelical Sudanese Church was all together praying, and we have some pictures for you that you'll see on the torch where they're welcoming her at the airport and greeting her with signs. And it's just amazing, you know, if you just stay and stand. I mean, she could have got out of prison. There was another way for her to get out of prison. All she needed to do was just recant being a Christian and say, I'm no longer a Christian. I mean, there was an exit strategy already for her, but she didn't choose the easy way. And, you know, for a Christian, that's not even easy. So we can't even say the easy way. To someone else who's not a Christian, I guess they would say that's the easy way. But she didn't even see that as an option. It wouldn't be an option for me. And she said, no, I'm not going to recant Jesus. I'm going to stay with him. I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
And you think about how important that is when you see people like Miriam Ibrahim, who says, no, I will not deny Jesus. When you see people like Pastor Saeed, who is still in prison in Iran, this is, I believe, his second year in prison. I think he was sentenced in like the 7 years. He's an American-Iranian minister, pastor, who is still in Evin prison. And she has reportedly so many medical conditions, they're not really treating him. And all he needs to do, according to them, is renounce Christ and Christianity. He'd be free.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it about this Jesus that he says, no, I cannot, I will not do that? What is it when you see people like the two young women in Iran that were arrested? They had distributed over 30,000 Bibles. Mm-hmm. In their backpacks.
Right.
And they were arrested and sent to Evin prison as well. And they were there for over a year. And they wouldn't renounce Jesus. And there's countless thousands of them. You had believers like Brother Yun in China who had miraculous deliverances like those that you see in the book of Acts where Peter was taken out of the jail. Brother Yun was repeatedly, it's all chronicled in a book called The Heavenly Man, actually won an award. And it's his testimony of God supernaturally taking him out of prison, opening gates and doors, and he's bypassing guards, and they're not even seeing him.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's reported that in his marriage that he has spent almost half of his married life in prison just for being a Christian. Just for being a Christian. And you think about that. Christians in Iraq right now that are being persecuted, that are being... by ISIS that are being crucified, nailed to a cross. Christians in Iraq that have that were eating during Ramadan just recently. Christians now, not Muslims. That's their you know, fasting time. You know what they do. And Christians who ate, they were taking cigarettes and burning them in their lips because they were eating during what was known, what is known as a Muslim holiday. Mm-hmm. And there's Christians all over the world. I mean, in North Korea, Open Door says that's the number one country that does the most persecutions. In fact, Kim Jong-un had killed 8,000 Christians in a stadium. And so what is it about these believers that refuse to deny and recount Jesus Christ? Well, there's really nothing special about them. It's about the person that they refuse to deny. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about how beautiful and amazing the Lord is. Listen, the sign of the times, Matthew 24, that, you know, we will face persecution. We will face troubles and trials, and we're seeing that on an increase. But you know what? Who can deny the Son of God?
Right.
You know, when you encounter God in such a way like that, where he touches your life, he saves you from the pit of hell, he forgives all of your sins, everything that you've done to other people, you know, the way you've hurt God. But listen, there are ways that you can hurt people that are devastating. And it you know, oftentimes we can receive the Lord's forgiveness, but sometimes the most difficult thing is for us to forgive ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And he forgives us. And the Bible says he separates our sins as far as the east is from the west, and that he'll make you clean as snow. How could you turn that down?
Right.
And then on top of that, he blesses you and he gives you his righteousness. He's not just only saves you from sin, death, and the grave, but on top of that, he puts a ring on your finger. He puts a robe on your back, and he calls you son. He calls you daughter. Listen, we serve an amazing God, and he loves us. And we just pray that by life or by death, that we can continue to glorify him, make his name famous, and live for him. When I see those that are my brothers and sisters all around the world, because God has called us to be global Christians, not global citizens, it encourages me. It encouraged me to continue to live for God and to do what I can do with what he has given us to do. I want to encourage you, listen, rise up right now. Pray for the persecuted church. Stand with your brothers and sisters and do all that you can do in the lifetime that you have to do it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.